The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life
with guitar.
Episode 981 BC.
Know your right.
Sorry about being tardy. Try to get these out. Mondays, Fridays, you know. Here it is, Tuesday, midday. But you know how it is, man. None of us have any free time anymore. No excuses, guys. Sorry, Reggies. Though, we're getting better. I tell you what, if you listen to the last episode, I mean, I'm the only one who thinks that phone call sound is garbage sound. It is, right? Well, hopefully this episode corrects that, guys. We've got a system, right? And I'm getting guys, and we're all... Anybody who I know who has recording equipment, really, you know? Anyway, we got people lining up, hopefully, anyway. So we should be able to keep them coming, right? As you should find out in this episode, Andrew Hillary, Jared Helfer, coming at you. Those guys are set up for recording. Hell yeah, you know what I mean? What else? I think the Bones got it figured out. Hopefully we got one in the can on that one, right? Talk to Ron Renwick. Cuba, maybe they're getting their audio. I'm just saying, guys, we're creative around here, and we're trying to make good sound for you. You know what I mean? Phone calls. We got to make phone calls now, right? It's weird. I go outside on the front porch. People drive by, and they stare at me like, look, a stranger. We got that Rona distance. Everybody's supposed to wear a mask in public now. Make one out of a sweatpant leg if you can't find anything else, guys. Cut a section of sweatpant tube. That's two layers. Stretch it across. Anyway. Pretty decent episode, guys. I love these fellas. You've heard them before. Let's not waste too much more time. We'll get into the segment. Mine's on. Jared, you want to stop and start yours right now, Jared, so you got a fresh file? Wonderful.
All right.
How about you, Mr. Hillary?
I just started my recorder.
Fucking A.
So I will go ahead and give you a clap sound, which I don't know how this works. Maybe this
I think it'll work.
Be way harder to hold up. But
did you all hear that?
Okay, there's your clap. I heard yours. Let me see. Okay. Did you hear that?
I did. Wasn't the world's loudest, but I can catch it.
My ears
sorry.
Just popped.
I also took us down 30,000 feet. My bad about that. J-Rock, you got to get a clap on real quick.
I heard it, man. I heard it.
That was amazing.
See, I'm glad I got a screen recording app, right?
All right,
oh, yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah. That's high quality right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is high quality. Let me see if I can drag this thing out of the way. Yeah.
Hequal.
Hequal. Well, I should let you all introduce yourself, right? I guess to my right over here, I have...
James Quall.
No, actually, that was a good guess. On my screen...
Jared.
It is Mr. Andrew Hillary.
Okay. Hi there, I'm Andrew Hillary.
And you're quarantining...
Back on the pod.
On Washington, Mount Washington, is that right?
Mount Washington, baby.
That's a Pittsburgh suburb, beautiful overlook. Just below me, I have...
Washington. Oh.
Yeah, it's the guy.
I don't know. Me, I guess. Jared Helfer.
And Point Breeze? I thought you guys were Squirrel Hill.
Breeze. But, well, like, well, we live on the top of a hill, and to the left, it's Point Breeze, and to the right, it's Squirrel Hill. It's like right.
Did they have schools separate on the street? One side, one school. One side, the other school.
We don't. We don't go to school around here. Yeah, Point Breeze kids doesn't go.
They learn everything they need to know on the street.
The mean streets.
We eat the berries.
The Point Breeze streets.
Yeah, the mean streets. Yeah. But luckily, I lived in the middle, so
I love this lighting that you have, Jared. It's a real Jesus look, dude.
You got some kind of cool good stuff.
Yeah.
He's literally emitting light. I can't beat what that with
modern art painting.
With my thanks for coming on to regular episode. This will be, I believe, 981, guys. BC, obviously. I don't want to mislead anybody. tell me about, because you live in not Squirrel Hill, I guess, right? But you're Point Breeze. Yeah. And so no one's supposed to leave now, right? But I left yesterday to go to the gas station. Are you guys doing that stuff at all?
I mean, yeah, I'm walking around and stuff.
What?
Like, yeah, there's like more people than ever, like walking around. I mean, they're doing the 6 feet thing, but I think everybody is just like, let's live.
Yeah,
we must live.
So I've been trying to stay home as much as I can. I've been
saying hi to each other and stuff.
I've been avoiding going outside because I don't know if you guys know this about me or not, but I actually hold the world record for cough distance.
Whoa.
I can cough like 14 feet.
Wow, dude.
So, like,
how do they measure
people
that?
People stay 6 feet away from me, but it's not going to help them. Like, oh, got to stay so far away from me.
They do the cinnamon thing, you know what I mean?
How do you know?
It was like one of those cooperation things between the CDC and the IOC, the International Olympics Committee. They were just, I don't know, it was a coughing contest, and I fucking won, dude.
How?
Yeah. I mean, did you get a plaque? Where was it?
It was 15 feet away, and I couldn't cough on it.
Couldn't quite.
Birmingham,
Alabama. Birmingham.
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 Yep.
Yeah. Went down to Alabama for the coughing contest. You know, it's a normal thing. I don't know why you guys are making it a weird thing. It's a normal thing.
I don't know. I just never heard about it. Yeah, I'm just reacting. That's the thing. Like, whenever you hear, like, new information, I guess.
I won a cherry pit spitting contest when I was at a family reunion. Is that redneck? Do you know what a cherry pit is? You know?
Yeah, for sure.
I nailed it, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Those kids were going down. They knew.
You killed a kid with a cherry pit? Wait.
I might have been a little too old to participate. It was one of those things, like when you're trick or treating, you're not supposed to be, but you're like, I'm still a kid, right?
Well, I still trick or treat.
Yeah.
What, you don't trick or treat?
Yeah. What's wrong with you, bro? Bro, fuck, bro, you don't trick or treat? You don't trick or treat?
I treat.
That's it?
I'm old enough to pick a side. I'm not into this.
Vote treat 2020.
Or treat bullshit. Give me.
I'm definitely team trick.
I'm definitely team.
We voted trick, but next time we're gonna vote treat.
Yeah. Right. It's all cyclical. You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know how it is.
You can't win them all,
guys.
That's true.
I haven't had a drink in like 33 days.
What are you sipping on there, Mountain Dew?
It's a Canada Dry.
Ginger ale. It's not too sweet.
Look at that. That's the good stuff right there.
You mean the good stuff, eh?
That's
the good stuff, eh?
Wonder if Canada Dry is made in Canada. I bet you it's not.
That would be, I bet it's not bottled there. I don't know.
Those fucking communists.
Fucking communists. The wet.
This is dumb,
Canada
what's
wet?
The wet?
No, it's definitely Mexico wet.
Canada wet.
It's like opposites, you know?
All this is going right over my head. I'm lost.
I bet they probably do have a...
Being lost implies that there's actually anywhere that you could be. This is all nonsense. Like, there's the, you're not missing anything. There just is nothing. Like,
that's the point. Yeah.
Guys, do you know who Caroline Calloway is?
No.
Okay, this is my favorite thing. This just happened all yesterday. Okay, so for like a week or two, I've been hearing this name a lot just on different podcasts. I don't know who she is or what she does. I've just heard a couple people talk about Caroline Calloway. And so yesterday, I was listening to a daily podcast that is called The Daily Zeitgeist. They just talk about like news and pop culture and what's ever in the zeitgeist, that kind of thing. And one of the guests explained who Caroline Calloway is. She's apparently some like leftist, like inspirational shit poster, like whatever. Like, I don't know. She's like one of those people that think she's like a guru or something.
She's the good troll.
Crazy today. Mixed
yeah,
up
I guess. I guess.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
So,
you know, like the
I
good
learned
murder
about this. And then later on, the same day, still yesterday, I saw, have you ever watched The Good Place?
Yes.
Okay, you know the Jamila Jamil, the one like Indian lady that's on the show?
I happen to know this is Jared's wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I saw on Twitter that Jamila Jamil had been on another podcast that was about Caroline Calloway.
Yeah, I did
where
hear something
apparently
about this.
Caroline Calloway is like accused of being a scammer for allegedly like plagiarizing her friend and like using some of her stuff that came out was like stuff that her friend had come up with or something. I don't know. Like there was like apparently
like on social media.
Yeah, and apparently they had like a very public like fight about it,
like
and there
tweets.
Was all these accusations coming out. This happened a while ago, but then so Caroline Calloway, the last couple weeks, she's been talking about this book she's writing, or this like collection of essays, and it's called Scammer because so many people accused her of being a scammer that she decided to own it and like double down and be like, "Fuck yeah, I'm the scammer." So. This story is not even over yet, by the way. This is crazy.
Really?
So she's a shit talker who got caught, and now she owns up to it. Go.
Yeah, and she's writing a fucking book called Scammer.
Okay.
So she decided that she was going to raise money for coronavirus like relief. Like, so she was selling an excerpt from her book for $10 donations, and she raised like $20,000 because like. She's got a lot of fucking followers and shit. She's like a big deal on some section of Twitter or whatever. So she raised all this money and she promised to put out 10,000 words of an excerpt from her book. And then she finally posted it. Again, this was all yesterday. She posted the 10,000 words and then somebody called her out because she actually only posted about 5,000 words. Like she posted half the amount that she said she was going to. And so then she, in response to people calling her out, she said, "You know what? You're right. I didn't live up to my end of the bargain. So here," and then posted a fucking nude just on Twitter.
What?
She leaked her own nude.
How?
She just put a picture of
is
her
she
titties
an attractive
out there.
Person?
She is an attractive person.
Right. Again, did not. So I went from having heard the name but having no idea who she was to learning about her, finding out about her current drama, finding out that she's got a book coming out, and then seeing her naked within like 12 hours. Yesterday was a crazy fucking day.
This is your internet romance for the time being. This is social distancing at its finest.
Yeah, right. People are melting down, dude. I'm starting to really like watching like celebrities or like people with an audience because they're just as fucking clueless on how to act as we are.
Somebody had such a great joke. I think it was Mark Normand. He tweeted, "Isn't it interesting to see how boring actors are without writers?"
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Catch Mark Normand on all social media. That guy's a goddamn gem.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Truly.
It's so weird. Like, I feel like I kind of hate what everybody is doing. And that includes myself. But, like, there's so many of these, like, challenges going around. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, I know you're not heavy on social media, Douglas. But like,
I should get better. But yeah, go ahead.
There's all these things where like you'll post a video of you taking a shot, and it's like, see a shot, take a shot.
Right.
So like, it's just these like chain emails of just people getting drunk, just on their Instagram. Yeah. And then there's like there was like a push-ups challenge. Like, oh, I challenge you to do 10 push-ups. It's like,
I did that for one day. And yeah. Then it hurt for four. And then I haven't done it since.
Yeah. We have this
like
big...
it made me realize like, oh, are fucking jacked people sore all the time?
No, they are for a while, that's for damn sure. Before they're peaking or whatever.
Yeah.
But you have to peak sometime and try to ride it out as long as you can after that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
I don't know, because I was fucking sore. I hadn't done a push up. I like fucking walk around like a crazy person. I'm like a madman on the streets. That's how I get my exercise, yelling at birds, pointing at people and stuff like that, accusing.
Do the birds listen?
Taking something. Yeah, I can barely get a word in edgewise with some of these fuckers.
This is my impression of Jared. Hey, get out of here, birds! Birds fly away.
Listen here,
they can hear
bird.
Me.
Yeah.
Give me the gift cards. I know you have gift cards.
Wait, what?
By Sears.
Why does a bird have gift cards?
They do. I don't know fucking why.
To Chick-fil-A, bro.
They do.
Oh.
Exactly.
Oh.
They've been here longer than us.
Have I asked you guys this before? Once. Have I asked you guys this before? Why is it that we only eat like chicken eggs? Like you can maybe get a quail egg from time to
crocodiles.
Time. But
do pigs make eggs?
I want to try every bird's eggs.
I want to try all reptile eggs. Why aren't we eating reptile eggs? Right? We should be.
Well, they eat ostriches.
Turtles?
I don't disagree.
Turtles like lay shitloads
of eggs.
At
the very least, like, have you ever seen a turkey egg in a store? Like, why?
No.
It seems like, with reptiles, you'd have to ramp up production because we don't make a lot of reptiles, but we do make a lot of turkeys. And those motherfuckers probably be laying eggs just like chickens, right?
I wonder.
I don't understand.
Well, that's the thing is we just said probably would like chickens, and I mean they're not. You know what I mean? They're not chickens. Like us and gorillas probably have a different gestation period. You know what I mean?
It's too bad they closed those Chinese wet markets.
Yeah, man, we could have found out.
These types of food.
We could have gone over there and been like, "Hey, where's the goddamn turkey eggs?" And they'll be right next to the monkey brains.
I will pay you $10 for a peacock egg. Like, come on, dude.
Dude.
I do that.
That sounds like a delicacy,
Andrew,
right?
I'm sure
peacock
you can
eggs.
Get all the eggs.
Yeah, yeah. If you rob a bird's nest,
here's what I want. I want them to come out with a peacock egg, but I want it to be elaborately Easter egg painted, and then I want them to break it open in front of me and cook it. So they ruined a piece of art just to serve me.
Wait, do peacock eggs look interesting? I wonder.
I doubt it. They're probably just. Greenish.
I'm going to Google this real quick.
I bet they're greenish.
Can I tell you guys something?
What color do you think an ostrich egg is before you look it up?
Like yellowish?
Yeah, you think white? Eh, I'm going to go blue. I'm going to go like a bluish green, like a turquoise.
Okay. All right. First up, peacock egg. Let's get this up here. There's some that look like they're painted.
Aha. See, we could ruin art just for our delight.
Here's a question.
Can I have an art omelet, please? Sorry.
The Easter bunny is the idea that those are his eggs? Like
I think maybe that's
when you paint Easter eggs.
Okay, yeah, peacock eggs. There's nothing too special about them. They just look like regular eggs.
Do they have speckles?
Yeah, pretty much big white
Do
eggs.
Do they have speckles?
Little speckles.
Yep.
Little speckles, not much.
You knew they had
it's
to have
hard
some
to tell
bling,
if it's dirt or not. What else are we doing? Ostrich eggs?
Well, I'm just glad that peacock's eggs have a little bling to them. I mean, it's appropriate, right? They're peacocking all the time anyway. You might as well show off the eggs.
Oh, ostrich eggs are also just regular egg colored, but they're fucking huge.
Well, no shit.
Dog, I think you can eat an ostrich egg. Like that's something that people do somewhat regularly.
Yeah.
And they're like,
I'm gonna go close my studio door. I'll be right back.
Closing the goddamn door. No.
Tragedy. Poison nationality. Well, it's funny because they write sins, not tragedies.
Yeah, like
that's
kind of
the hidden meaning
fucking
behind the album.
I think they should really expand like what they're willing to write about. Like, if you're only writing about sins, I mean, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I love sinning just as much as the next guy, but...
Oh, brother.
All right, I'm back. Got my cans on.
Write about... write about something...
Tragedies.
Yeah, write about tragedies.
Yeah. I mean, that's in a goth's wheelhouse, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, write about some dark shit.
Are they emo?
Though.
Are they emo? Yeah, what? Why limit yourself like that?
Who are we talking
Christ.
About?
Panic at the Disco.
Yeah. No wonder I didn't know. I'm not. I don't follow the disco. How is it? Is it good? Is it good disco?
They came when they first came out.
You know.
When they first came out, they were making music for like emo kids that were too uncool to be in theater, or like too fucking weird to be in theater. And now, like, they're just making music that is mainly for sports video games commercials, I think.
Yeah.
Like, that's like.
When was the last time you heard an album that you were like, oh, this is a damn fine album?
Pup's last album last year.
Pup?
Pup. P-U-P.
All
it's
right.
a very good band. They're like, kind
I'll look
of like
that up if I
band.
Remember. You should try to text me that, so maybe I can look it up. Text me a song you like. I'll put it at the end.
Okay, cool, cool. Yeah, I will. Pup's a really cool band. They're like, so they do like the pop punk thing.
Pop punk.
Most
no, I don't know
are they,
the
are
pop
they the
punk
dogs
thing.
Video.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is that like the puppy bowl?
Well, like,
no. Are they the video where punk. They have the dogs like run after the dogs, like finding a some dog video?
There is a video where there's a kid with a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the kid from Stranger Things, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a really good video.
Yeah. It's sad, dude. It's real sad.
Yeah.
The song's dope, though.
Yeah, yeah. I like their music.
So they're like a pop punk band. And most pop punk, especially like in the last 15 years, has been way more pop than punk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like
for sure.
overproduced and like really like fine tuned and like pristine and auto tuned and all that bullshit.
Diet pop.
You know
punk.
Who's to blame? Travis Barker.
Gee, but he's so good at the drums.
But he's the reason punk I mean, maybe not for everybody, but for me, he ruined. Like, so Blink-182 had a different drummer before whose name was Scott Reiner, and they were like super fast and stuff because that guy was just fast drummer, you know? And then the Aquabats guy, Aquabats, obviously a joke band. I mean, some people like them, great, but they're still a joke band, right?
Never heard of
them. The Aquabats?
Yeah.
All right, well, check them out.
They did,
a lot of people really like them.
They did the theme song for some TV show, I remember, but I don't remember what show.
They have their own TV show for kids for a while back. Anyway,
is it called Aquabat?
The Aquabats is the name of the band.
Is that the name of the TV show?
I don't know. If you just Google Aquabats TV show.
That's a real misstep if it isn't.
You should try it. Look it up. You might like it, Jared. It's probably right up your fucking alley. But they're like a Weird Al. They're like a joke band. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
But Travis Barker came from them. And then he made Blink-182 into a pop punk band, and they were a huge sensation. And everybody's like, cool, pop punk, after that. That's what I say.
It was called the Aquabats Super Show.
The Aquabats Super Show. See? It's good for kids. If you have a niece or nephew, that's a tolerable thing to watch with them.
Or if you're 31 and you get high.
Exactly. That too. That too.
And they have nothing to do during quarantine.
Oh God!
Absolutely, check it out.
I love the
Weird Al show.
Does Weird Al have no? What was that called? VHF? Something like that?
No, UHF was a movie, and
that was a movie.
He had a show just on. I don't know what it was on.
He was on Comedy Bang Bang, wasn't he?
Hmm. Wasn't that a podcast also?
Mm-hmm.
It is still a podcast, it was a TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been doing?
What have we been doing?
What have you been doing with all your time?
Jared, you want to take that one?
Sure, me and Aaron.
Tell me about your time, Jared.
What have we been doing, Jared?
I stay up pretty late. Sleep schedule is crazy. It's all fucked, dude. Keep a sleep schedule. So I like stay up till like 2, sleep till like 11. I don't have a job or anything. And then I just wake up, I make a shitload of coffee.
Yeah, me too.
drink a lot of that. Just watch movies. I've watched like 30 movies.
You're a movie aficionado, though. I would consider you a legit movie.
It's a while. I'll show you.
Aficionado. You know a lot about
these are like all the movies I watched like over the last 8 days.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
They're good. I like them.
What? Just movies in general? You know what? Movies are good, dude. Movies are good.
They hold up. They do hold up.
I'm gonna say it later probably on the interwebs, but I think we should all take this time to be grateful and thank the people who have given us their Netflix and Disney Plus and Hulu passwords. You know what I mean? We should all go on the social media and be like, I really want to thank the guy that I used to work with over at Wendy's.
Yeah.
I really want to thank that girl that I was sleeping with for 2 weeks.
Right,
and logged
exactly.
into HBO Go once at my house. And I've been watching everything on HBO since then.
Exactly.
To my friend's mom, the reason why you couldn't watch.
Exactly.
Your Meryl Streep movie is because it was so good.
We can get that going, dude. We'll have a hashtag TV grateful. Everybody will tell
Westworld.
Their TV story.
Then Netflix will cancel everybody's accounts or something.
Yeah,
I can't
true.
Believe how they make. For a while there, they were like, they've spent billions of dollars on original programming. It's like, what? Like, four
I
people
like,
have Netflix.
I just don't understand. They really must be making a lot of money off these subscriptions. Isn't that their only revenue stream, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah.
I cannot believe how much money they must be making. Right?
It's crazy.
Yeah, and I feel like they could probably double it if they could figure out a way to get people to stop sharing their accounts.
Yeah, but I think they honestly think that's like word of mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, okay, I see.
See, like
it's like
we have a Netflix, Netflix account, but we use the guest account on someone else's account. You know what I mean? And it is like a reduced guided user interface. Does that make sense? Like it's harder to navigate than if I had if I was the lead user. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the lead one. It's just not that good, but it still works.
Have you noticed that they changed the thumbnail to try to get you to click on it? If you pass something, always.
Yep. Yep.
I can't believe that. Yeah. Yeah, it's
sometimes
nuts.
For the same movie they'll show you Mark Wahlberg, and sometimes they'll show you Post Malone.
Exactly, brother. Exactly. I just watched that movie actually.
Movies, Jared, they're
that?
Great.
What movie was that? What's that called? Something
Postmark.
Postmark. Yeah, it's called Postmark.
No, it's like Spencer Confidential. That's what it is. Spencer Confidential.
Hey, that is what it is. Yeah, totally.
It's like the Postman 2, the sequel to Postman.
Is that a good one? Is that on Netflix?
The Postman?
Yeah.
Special delivery.
I don't know. We talked about it on another podcast.
I gave I saw the mailman the other day, and I gave him the old salute. You know what I mean? I was like, thanks, brother. Thanks for being out there. Out there in the wild. You know what I mean?
What did they do?
Just gave me the nod. Give me the nod.
I said I went to Walmart the other day, and I said the Pledge of Allegiance to the cashier.
You said what? Thank you?
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Good for you, brother.
A Pledge of Allegiance to Walmart of the United States of America.
United States of Walmart, baby.
Dude, I really
We're taking it back.
I honestly do hope that Walmart somehow makes a fortune off this and rolls it into being an actual competitor for Amazon. Because right now, Amazon is an unstoppable machine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's crazy that if it comes down to Walmart versus Amazon, that I'm going to end up rooting for Walmart. Like, never thought I'd do that.
I would.
You know what?
Yeah, I mean, in that fight, you've got to root for Walmart, right?
This fucking sucks.
At least the people that own Walmart don't, like, try to act like they're these awesome people. Like, Jeff Bezos, like, he's an evil person, but he, like, has this fucking air about him that he's, like, this crusader, this do-gooder. And it's like, I always think about that because, like, all these people, once you get to a certain level of rich, like, it money literally means nothing. If you have $100 billion versus $200 billion,
there's nothing he could not buy. He could buy Greenland. The United States doesn't need to do it. He could buy Greenland. You know what I mean?
So I always think about it.
That's the whole problem with these rich people. They're not buying shit. They're hoarding their money.
Well, no, dude, that's honestly the truth. That's like, how an economy works. Towns, it's a circulation of
make
money.
Make Bezosville, right? Like, I feel like back 100 years ago, a rich guy would just make a town with his money.
What I don't get is, like,
later, that's true. It would be a shitty, kind of shitty town, you know?
Why doesn't he make a town? He could make a town.
Why doesn't he? Why don't they do anything? Because, like, once you get to that level of rich, you're not getting any richer, like, relatively. So at that point, like, what do you want? You want power? Yeah. You want to be remembered? You want to be, you know, this, like, have notoriety, whatever?
I don't
so,
know
like,
what they
why
want.
Not?
Yeah.
Why not have, when you have that much money, why not just, like, go to a town that has, like, bad water or something, like Flint, Michigan, and just pay for everything? Just pay for the whole town to get fixed.
I don't know.
Like, why, like, don't you just, why not just
cool
be a
make
fucking
the whole
hero?
River, make the whole river fucking Mountain Dew Code Red or whatever.
Okay, I think you're missing my point, but also you're making a better point.
I think
point.
We're meeting in the middle.
You are.
You can do whatever you want. Like, they're just not fun. That's a problem with it. I was thinking, like, here, I was thinking, like, we should start throwing parades again for rich people.
Uh-huh.
Like, during, like, just, coronavirus quarantine?
Well,
like,
just,
right,
like,
now.
Normal life. Like, just going, because they're not giving away their money. So, I think they need, like, that ego boost. They think we all hate them, because we do. So, like, we need to start throwing parades, and then they'll be like, oh, the good people of the town, take a big spire, take a structure. You're like, all right, fine, whatever. Then you graft some of that, feed your kids. That's how it used to be.
Feed your kids. You know, I mean, you ended on a high note. I'm gonna vote for it. You know what I mean? I say treat 2020.
Yep, trick is not looking good at this point, honestly.
Yeah.
So I have been
trick
keeping
and
myself
treat.
Trick. Oh, that's treat is tricks VP. That's what you're saying.
Treat Williams.
Yeah, baby.
Oh,
I've been.
That's
I've
a
been
TV
keeping,
show.
Yeah,
that's a good treat Williams and Trick Daddy.
I think
who
it's
is
treat Williams?
Williams
and the treat
he's,
Williams
he's,
and the Dixie
he's from
Tricks.
Like the Substitute 3, maybe.
Substitute 3.
I've been watching a lot of movies.
I can tell. thank God for TV, though, right now, right? I mean, like, it's I amazing. Keep thinking to myself, okay, well, it is a pandemic, but it doesn't seem like a crisis, you know? I mean, if I want to right now, I could go out and get groceries and a beer, you know what I mean? Like, that's an odd crisis. It's a very odd crisis.
Occasionally places, yeah. Yeah,
like if there was like a nuclear explosion, like a nuclear bomb dropped or something, you couldn't still. So, like, we have like relatively almost as much comfort as we did a month ago.
Right.
But we're just all stuck inside. I was going to tell you guys the reason I asked what you were doing, it's not because I care. I wanted to talk about what I've been doing and I didn't want to seem like a dick. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Of course.
So, today, I started yoga.
I've done yoga.
I tried yoga for
I've
the
done
first
the yoga,
it's, I tried it for the first time. I did a 40-minute yoga routine that I found on YouTube. I'm doing 30 days of yoga.
Dude.
And
download the or look up the P90X yoga.
That sounds intense.
It's like an hour and a half of yoga, and the first half is like strength and stretching, and then the second half is balance poses.
Oh,
so it's
have
weird.
Have you seen beyond yet?
And
no,
my third eye is.
I
open.
Haven't
I'm
found enlightenment.
Hat.
I've seen my. I've seen the bottom of my taint, though.
I mean, apparently, if you hold the pose for long enough,
is there anything but the bottom of a taint? By the way, is there a top? I don't think so. The taint's all bottom, right?
There's no such thing as top taint.
That's a koan.
What?
That's a koan. Think about that for what 5 minutes and you'll attain enlightenment.
That's what a koan means? All right, I'm going to start thinking about that.
Is the taint?
So here's our new yoga
more
mantra,
the dick
all right,
or
Andrew?
More the
our
asshole.
New mo. Does a taint have a top? That's what we think while we're doing yoga.
Does a taint have a top? Does a taint have a top? Does what, a taint have a top?
What is the top of a taint?
Have you seen the top of the taint?
Well, I guess that would be your dick, right?
What? That would be. No, man. I don't think it is.
It's definitely or a chakra.
I feel like the dick is the foot of the taint. Maybe it's the head of the taint. I'm not sure if it's.
Foot of the taint? Fuck you.
Well, they call it the brown eye, I guess, for a reason.
Yeah. The balls are the heels.
Reason
obviously.
For it.
I was surprised how much I sweated during yoga.
Oh, man. Like, yeah, I can't believe it either. When I first started, I was like, yoga, this is going to be totally dumb. And it is a little bit like, I wish they didn't spend so much time thinking, and now, blah, blah, blah. I wish they'd just be like, next, this pose, next, this pose, next, this pose. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, but since I have so much time, under normal circumstances, I never would have made it through that 40-minute video. Yeah. But I'm so bored.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you do that, and I don't mean to preach it because I don't know a whole lot about yoga. It's just a thing that's kicked my ass more than once. But if you do that P90X yoga thing, both halves of it, oh boy, that's something else. It really is.
Well, I already do like Seems workouts. Intense. Like I do jumping jacks and push-ups and sit-ups and like some weights exercises. So I did that, and then I did the yoga, and I was like, okay, I feel good.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to sit back down for 15 hours. Like,
here's the thing that really, I mean, for anybody, anywhere, the fastest way to build cardio, like strength, is stairs, period.
Stairs are gnarly.
You go to stairs, and we've got a set of stairs over here that's, I don't know, 5 city blocks, something like that. Not quite, maybe.
Oh, wow.
And
the stairs are that long?
Yeah.
Shit.
It might be 3 city blocks. But regardless, the point is this, it'll wear you out before you get to the top. That's for damn sure. If you try to run those things, you can't skip a stair and do that many stairs. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you feel it forever.
I think the idea, it would be great if, like, us as a society just got to a point where, like, hey, just walk around. Just start with walking around. You know what I mean? Start with, like, moving at all, you know?
Yeah.
Don't aggressively shove things into our faces.
Well, I've lucked out, like, the last few years I've been doing landscaping.
Our vibe for...
You've been to what? Yeah. Shaping?
The last few years I was doing landscaping.
Yeah.
And warehouse work before that. But prior to that, for like 10 years, I worked in a call center.
Uh-huh.
So I was like very sedentary for a decade. Like almost my entire 20s. I was just like sitting in a chair for 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
And so just like the last 3 years, I've gotten so much more workout just from going to work. And, I think it's like my
warehouse work makes you walk a lot.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I worked at an Amazon center for a couple months whenever it opened up. It was fucking
You can walk like 5 feet. You could walk your cube
for
5 feet.
Do you guys ever have pallet
and
jacks?
A robot yells at you.
Yeah, I've had pallet jacks. I messed around with a few before. I had one job for like 2 months that was in a very small warehouse.
It's called a pallet jack. It's the thing that lifts up those big square things full of, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I had a job.
What do you do
in
with
a,
you jack up a
you
pallet.
You lift up pallets.
So a pallet's a small wooden square that you put goods
that
on.
That makes sense.
And then you use this
what
jack
is,
to lift
I'm sorry,
up that
I'm sorry,
and move
Aaron.
It around.
I'm sorry, Aaron. What is wood?
wait.
What is wood? You know?
Start at the very beginning.
Wooden.
What is a cell? What is a molecule, my man?
Tree guts.
We used to work at a warehouse. Well, I used to work at a warehouse, and we had a pallet jack that had a 3-stall on it. It would pick up 3 rows of pallet. You know what I mean? And it was electric.
Holy shit, that's a big pallet jack.
And I figured out, because if you can ride it, stunt it, you know what I mean? So I figured out that if you put If you put a pallet on right at the back where the wheels come down on the ends of the forks, and then you make a turn and you drop the wheels down, the pallet hits the ground and it's like pulling the e-brake on a car. So I could drift around with it around the warehouse. It was sweet. That's amazing, dude. It was sweet, dude.
That's awesome. How much? I never worked like a construction job. How much of that job is just fucking around?
That was a warehouse.
Yeah.
As a pretty shitty employee, I'm going to say 90%.
Okay.
At Amazon? At Amazon they let you get away with it? I thought that was a slave place.
No. Well, like, it was right whenever the center first opened, so every single person was also new. And I don't know if they were keeping the same track of the stats as what they talk about, like, on whenever you hear about it now.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I was only there for, like, 2 months in between other things. So.
Sure. So there was a lot of jerking around.
Right, yeah.
Would you ever want to go to the actual Amazon?
The rainforest?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
If I was younger, maybe.
South America is the last remaining continent that I have yet to pet a cat on. So...
Wait, I hope to get there someday. Antarctica?
There's no
cats there are no cats on Antarctica.
But you could take
therefore,
one.
I do not count it as a continent.
You could take
one. Dude, ice wall, dude.
Ice wall, bro.
You could be the first guy to cross Antarctica using a team of cats.
Yeah.
Ooh,
like a sled dogs, but you could use Persians.
Snow leopard. Fucking snow leopard?
Snow leopards. Yeah, man. How cool would that be?
If you were the
leopard king. And you just cross Antarctica.
Oh, fuck.
That would be badass. That's a freaking documentary I would watch. Andrew Hillary takes his team of snow leopards across Antarctica.
I'll tell you what, guys. I see no possible set of circumstances under any case that could have any chance of working. But I'm willing to try.
Oh,
the odds of you surviving are about 1 in 100, but you're willing to try.
That's pretty good odds.
That's the thing. That's
not the worst odds. Honestly, it is probably not even a tenth of a percent of 1 in 100. But,
yeah, no, you will die up there.
And the cats will eat me.
Right.
And that's
they'll be happy,
way.
Too.
That's
they'll be real
thing.
Happy.
Yeah.
That's the circle of life.
Then they'll survive. And then the things that like live inside the cats will just like open up their cat bodies and...
Little aliens.
Yeah, aliens that live inside every leopard. Yeah. Just be like another one.
Yeah. I was going
to
say,
wall.
I'm glad you got there
Back
first.
To the ice wall. Here's the thing, man. I don't think that the Earth is flat.
What?
I believe the Earth to be spherical. Ooh. I believe that the Earth
first,
is a sphere.
Even
well,
the scientists say it's an oblong
cannot
spheroid.
Spherical
okay.
obloid?
Yeah. You cannot convince me that Antarctica is a real place.
It means the Arctica, and it's real.
Now I believe in Antarctica. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
So regardless, Also, speaking of cats and snow leopards, was anyone else surprised that the Tiger King ended with a living Tiger King?
Whoa! I didn't watch that shit.
Oh, you got to watch that. It's Tiger King.
Oh, it's good.
You guys watch that? Nobody's watched that? Neither of you watched that?
I watched it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like going around. You have to watch it, Andrew.
You haven't seen it, Andrew?
Yeah, it's one of those things where so many people have been talking about it that I feel like, I don't know, I'm fine without it.
You know what? I respect that.
It's pretty fun.
I respect that.
It is pretty fun.
I've heard so much conversation, like, I don't think anything and I've seen like a couple minutes of it, and I'm like, I don't think spending 7 hours watching it is going to give me much more than I've already gotten just from hearing people talk about it.
Stick to yoga. Yeah. You'll probably be better off with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can't watch Tiger King. I've got to do Downward Dog, you psycho. Like, what
I
the
feel
fuck?
Like...
Child's pose.
So,
where is the top of
Aaron,
the taint?
The consensus.
Where is the top of the taint?
Wait, so Aaron, here's a question. So you watched it, right? You watched the whole thing?
I did. I watched it. I finished her out.
There's a lot of things to say, but one of them is like, it says Carol Baskin. So the idea is Carol Baskin's killed her husband, right?
Whoa, spoiler alert. Like, no, I'm kidding.
That's what it says.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's like, it's not. It's like a Dateline murder mystery where at the end you still have a question whether or not it's. But yeah. Right.
And people, but here's the thing. Like, I've heard people go, like, she admits it. She does that, like
OJ thing.
The shoot.
If I didn't do it, but here's how I did.
Yeah, pretty much. But the way she describes, like, killing her husband with a tiger is, she's like, what would I have to do? Put, sardine?
On his boots, yeah.
Paste on his boots?
Well, that was because...
I'm saying, like, people are like, that's real. That's her confessing. Isn't that a joke?
That's a joke,
yeah. Did you read
that
as a joke? I read it as a joke, right?
No. She was trying to... Because the Tiger King got his foot latched onto by one of his tigers. And he accused his own staff of playing a joke on him by scenting his boots. And she was saying that was a dumb thing because if they wanted that to work, she would use sardine oil.
Yeah.
So I didn't see that as an implication of how she would have murdered her husband, though it is a fun idea of how she would have murdered her husband.
Yeah.
See, like, I feel like I get the show. Like,
there's a lot to...
Here's the thing about this woman
really
or anyone else
it's
this woman.
Well done.
You don't want to piss off someone who you think is capable of murder and owns more than 10 acres of land. That's it.
Tigers.
Well, it doesn't matter. If you got 3 acres of land, you can kill somebody on it and that's it. You know? No one's ever gonna find the body. It's just you bury him in your property, you don't let anyone in for a month.
Everybody who works at a park should go to jail.
Well, I'm just saying, most people, like, I know a lot of people with more land than that, but I don't think any of them are capable of a crazy ass murder. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
But I'm just saying, if you don't trust somebody, don't go to their house. that's just good. It's a good rule of thumb. You know what I mean?
What would your guy's job be in the post-apocalypse? Have you thought about that?
I'd be middle management, I hope.
Okay.
As far as skills go, I'm like I'm a big morale guy. Like every time I've worked as a part of a team, like in call centers and stuff,
okay.
I was real good at telling just kind of being like a class clown kind of thing, but making people laugh and diffusing the tension of bad situations and stuff. So, as far as a group setting, I don't know. I'm relatively, I'm strong enough that I can do manual labor, but, I'm not really strong. And
so,
like,
what you're saying is sex slave for some king.
Oh, sounds about right. Like, morale booster.
Yeah,
not that
too.
Strong. Can't resist.
All three of
makes
us.
Sense.
Yeah. It's going to be the job to have.
I would be the hand job guy.
That's an admirable trade. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing. I've never given a dude a hand job, but I feel like I'd be good at it.
Obviously. You know?
Hey, look, you put your mind to anything and you can accomplish it.
I don't think he even has to put his mind to it. Just back in
the
bag.
Yeah, I think
muscle memory will get me where I need to be. Like
in these trying times.
I mean, he's got the hours in. He knows. He just has to put it on remote control.
Jerking off has been the only thing in my life that I've put in that Malcolm Gladwell 10,000 hours.
He's at the mastery level, man. Oh. For the second time.
I still got it. I'm back.
Guess who's
back? It's
good
to have you.
Back again.
I think I'd be a magician or fortune teller.
That's fortune teller is a fun job, but you're going to get lynched.
Well,
Yeah.
I mean, you needed an escape plan.
Yeah.
If you're going to fortune tell in the apocalypse.
Yeah.
I mean, but I guess you can go I guess some leader is going to want to attack San Antonio or whatever.
Right, right.
Then you just got to go, like, go on the third moon of the second sun or whatever. Some cryptic shit. And then when he does, you watch from the side. If he's losing, great. You're King Wizard.
Yeah.
But, like, if he starts winning...
Or would you maybe you be Grand Wizard? Would you maybe Grand, be Grand Wizard?
Yeah.
King Wizard.
Really take back those fun names. It's the worst part about the clan.
Reclaim the KKK. Wait. Edit that out, Brett.
Look, we're not fans. I guess we could say we can admit it.
Right.
We're not fans of the Ku Klux Klan.
Well, I mean, some of the early stuff was all right. I don't think you should say we. I mean, do you want to speak for everybody?
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Maybe I was acting like the Klan there.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't even respect how I was
telling people how to feel. That's my fault.
Andrew, I love how your mic matches your wardrobe, man. That's fucking spot on.
I did not do this on purpose, but I'm fucking killing
I'm a little jealous. I'm like the least colorful person on the screen. Jared's got the Jesus lighting. You got the fucking monochromatic scheme. And here I am.
I'm all blued up.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I just wanted to give you a thumbnail.
It is kind of nice. I'll be interested to see how this turns out. It's this not
the
apocalypse.
World or this.
Well, no.
Do you think we'll get up to?
That's funny. I was thinking so micro, and you were thinking macro. I was meaning this podcast. This is the first time I've done something like this on the phone, and we'll see how it all irons out. Hopefully, it's a hell of a deal. You know what I mean? I'm learning stuff because of this apocalypse, because these phone things and podcasting things, they're all useful technical information that I'll be now capable of blah, blah, blah.
Oh, and the post-apocalypse, dude, I've got it. We could just be podcasters.
Yeah, I'm just talking into like a turtle shell.
As long as the web's up, you know. What we do is... Yeah. Can you imagine how awful a podcast would be as a typed out like document?
I was just thinking that. It would be terrible.
Oh, my God. You'd just be like, when does it get to his point?
Well, I guess those
things. Like, there wasn't one. Like, there wasn't one.
It never was.
There never was a point. Oh, God.
Yeah, they used to do like tweet books. Like, you ever see those?
Mm-mm. No.
Like, it's like it's just like a tweet a page. And it's just a book. People publish them.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, an author every day does a tweet or does 1,000 tweets a day or what?
There are a couple. I know Drill did.
A Drill did?
That's the best one.
Drill Dude is the best one.
You ever read any Drill? He's the best Twitter person ever. He's the only good one. He's maybe the only good Twitterer of all time. Because the rest of it is fucking.
You need to follow Caroline Calloway, my friend.
Is it all the nudes?
Yeah, dude. The nudes, bro.
That is crazy how much you can like experience in a day.
Especially. Oh, I'm only sleeping like 4 hours a night, dude.
Why?
Like, I don't know. I like will stay up till 4 in the morning and then just wake up at 8
that
with
much
no
energy,
alarm, nothing.
That is not what I am
you
doing.
Don't need...
Yeah, you I'm not good at sleeping. Like, I don't know. I never want to do it. Like, my body is, even whenever I'm physically tired, I'm almost never mentally tired.
Yeah.
So, like, if I try to lay down, my mind will just start fucking racing and I'll just start replaying all the mistakes I've ever made and all the fucking people that I've wronged and like just torturing myself. So I'll stay up for until like 4 or 5 in the morning, just like until I'm like so like ready that I'm just like about to pass out.
So you're forced
but
into
like,
it.
Yeah. And then I'll just wake up 4 or 5 hours later with no alarm, nothing. Just like that's when
that blows, when dude. Sleep is like
it
a
does.
Huge thing in longevity.
Yeah, I feel like I'm gonna die young.
Well,
like
I mean, we all kind of feel that way about you.
Yeah, but Okay, so that was really funny, but then I noticed that for a little bit, you guys weren't laughing.
Like, this is our intervention.
Andrew, we're going to need you to go the fuck to sleep.
No, I was just thinking about sleep. It is important.
No, it's the best, dude. I'm so good at it.
I've been getting enough of it. Like, because I don't have to wake up in the morning.
Right.
Because I always stay up. I stay up to like 2 anyway. Yeah, because I do the same shit. Like, there's always something more you think you got to know.
Yeah.
And it's like, especially it doesn't help today because everything's fucking insane 100% of the time. So, like, I was going to go to sleep at like a reasonable amount of time, like 1 or something like that. My homepage is like Bing. I use Bing.
I love Bing. I've binged stuff.
I'm a binger.
I'll bing out.
I've done a binger show.
Ding for the bingers. That could be our group meeting. That should be our toast. I don't know. Anyway, but then you're about to go to sleep, and then it gives you a couple news stories, and it turned out like fucking Trump hired somebody to be new Secretary of State or something like that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Right?
I didn't know that. Who is it?
So I forget his name, but then you got to go like, all right, who the fuck is this guy? What's his deal? How is he weird?
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to like that at all. You don't have to do that at all, by the way. You can just
You learn about lizards. You know what I mean? You're the lizard.
I just eat lizard's eggs, man. I don't learn. I just eat. Never mind.
Share the fucking wealth, dude.
Way back to the eggs.
Yeah.
Way back to the lizard eggs. My bad. How small is a dozen gecko eggs in a
they gotta be tiny.
You gotta have some micro people to build those egg cartons, right? For gecko eggs? It's a small egg carton. It's a very small egg carton.
I'm guessing smaller than a matchbox car.
We do eat. Good.
Yeah. What if, kids are working in like a
factory,
sweatshops and stuff like that? What if they only made like the adorable stuff? Would we be more in favor of that?
Because
like,
would be in
look
favor.
At them. They made a cute little duck.
I want to know.
I would be in.
Go ahead. You know? Go ahead.
I would be in favor of children working in sweatshops as long as they were constantly producing more cat shirts for me to buy.
Yeah, I think they are, actually.
Did you guys see whenever I counted my cat shirts last
week? How many
week?
Was it?
Oh, so I like went through and I set them all out, and I put on Instagram, I said, guess how many cat shirts I have. And 55 people guessed. And...
Well, I technically put in a guess too. I can't remember.
I can't remember what it was.
I think it was like 80. I think it was like 82 or something like that.
I'd
86.
Say the average person has probably like maybe not the average person, but
cat shirts. 20, right?
Everybody's got 25 shirts, I think. Like
okay.
Just somewhere you wear 15. I think you've.
I don't think that's true.
Cat shirts.
I don't think that's true.
You think I have 15 cat shirts?
Yeah.
Okay,
wait, you're wrong, sir. You are wrong.
You are highly wrong.
Is that
wrong.
A lot or a little?
So I counted them all out. I laid them out on my bed, put them in stacks of 10, and it turns out that I had 77 cat shirts laid out on my bed.
I was pretty close, dude. I said 80-something.
But then... One girl did guess 77.
Ooh,
so
lucky
as
seven.
I was filming that she had gotten it right, I realized that also I was wearing a cat shirt.
Oh,
so it was 78.
I love it.
And then I went to put them away like 6 hours later because I was in a depression, so I just had clothes all over my bed all day. So I went to put them away and I found 4 more. So I actually had 82.
Dude, I might have been spot on.
I
got to go back to our pod. I think I might have guessed. Did you bring that up?
I was going
to
say 100.
The last time we podcasted, I think I did. Yeah, and it was a future event, and now it's a past event. I got to look that up. Maybe it is.
Fuck yeah, dude. And since that day, I actually ordered 3 more shirts because Hot Topic was having a flash sale.
Oh, my God.
I bought 3 more. So I'm up to 85
now. Thank God they're an
now.
Essential business.
85 cat shirts, baby.
Hot topic.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, a decent amount of, probably at least like 30 of them I don't wear because they're like either like really faded or like just old or like falling apart or whatever. Like some of my earliest ones. And then some of them, like the design that's like ironed on or whatever has like crackled up and it looks like shit. And then like 20 of them or so are tank tops, so I only wear those here and there.
Right, right. Yeah. But summer loving.
And then 4 or 5 of them are very holiday specific. Like I have a couple Christmas ones, a Halloween one, a
totally
St. Patrick's
worth it.
Day one. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, yeah.
I'm just gonna come out and say it. You have a lot of cat shirts.
Is that scientific, or what are you basing that on?
Science.
Okay.
Plus religion.
Science says. Wait, plus religion?
The interplay finally, between science and religion. That's
we
what
finally
I
found the Rosetta Stone of science and religion, and it's 85 cat shirts is too
Andrew
many.
Andrew has 85 cat shirts.
Yeah, I do also have a cat hoodie, but I didn't include that one. I was like, t-shirts, tank tops, those are close enough. But once you get into hoodie weather or hoodie category, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're just taking it a little too far. I think I shouldn't have a cat hoodie.
Why?
Actually, no, I have 2 cat hoodies.
I don't think that you...
You, should,
okay, so
you shouldn't have a cat... It's either you don't have a cat hoodie or you have 2. You made the... It's not an either or. You can't just have one.
Here's the thing
if
about...
you have one, buy another one.
Here's the thing about a cat hoodie. If a cat hoodie doesn't have cat ears on the hood, not legit.
Oh, okay. Then by that logic, then it's out.
Do you have a sewing machine?
I don't know if I agree with that.
You see that? It's a little cat.
Yeah, I do.
Banana.
In a banana. That's cute. That's cute. So where do you draw the line when it comes to cat stuff? Now, I see that you're willing to darn yourself in cat, but you wouldn't wear a prop item like a tail. It don't seem like a tail.
No, no.
How
no.
close are you
Why
to
Why is
being
it that
fur-
it's okay like- to have a cat shirt but not a cat tail?
I like the fit. I like wearing t-shirts and jeans. Like, that's just my thing.
Right.
I don't want to wear any other kind of clothes. I don't care how hot it is, I'll wear jean shorts. I don't care how cold
what
it
if,
is, I'll wear jeans.
What if the so tail I just had want... a buckle and you could use it as a fanny pack?
No. I'm not an accessories guy. Like, I don't really wear a lot of, like, a lot of flair or anything. Like, I've never been a necklace guy. I have this fucking plastic wristband on, and the words are all faded off of it. I don't know why I'm still wearing it, but it used to say, "Fuck everything, God is dead."
Wow, so motivational.
Cool. Yeah. <right? laughs> Live strong, right?
Yeah, yeah. Baby.
That's right.
Well, when you've got nothing left to lose, sometimes you're the strongest, right? As they say. Something like that.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not really into like fucking, I wouldn't want to wear like
yeah, I can
a
tell.
Tail or cat oh, ears. Sorry. It's like, that's too much. I don't know. I just like, I want to wear t-shirts and I've
Why,
chosen
do you think
to
you'd
just
be
have
into
all my
it?
T-shirts have cats on them.
Yeah. It's
You ever try it?
What?
You ever try like wearing a, doing any furry stuff?
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be into it?
You ever lick your hands and rub them over your head?
Only whenever I was making fun of my cat for being a stupid idiot.
So you have. You can't, so you, let's leave the technical thing. I asked a yes or no question.
How do you? Can I ask a question? How do you?
I
how
object.
Do you, how do you drink milk? Yeah, Andrew, how are you drinking milk these days?
Yeah, yeah.
Just a question out of nowhere.
I mean,
I wouldn't say drinking so much as I would say lapping.
Lapping yeah.
milk. I suspect it as much.
Yeah.
Watch out. I'll put the top of my taint up there.
Ah, the top of the taint.
Anyway, sorry. Too many callbacks.
Do you hang out in alleys?
What?
Do you hang out in alleys?
Gravy.
Yeah, no kidding. You hanging out in alleys?
I mean, only when I want to eat tuna from a can that's sitting on the ground.
It's standing on top of a fence.
Yep.
I feel like you guys that are just saying like really cool things to do. That are totally normal, but you're like doing it with some hidden agenda, and I don't appreciate
no,
that.
No, you ever, no, of course
you ever
not.
Bite the back of a woman's neck and pin her down?
Wait, well,
that's cat behavior. That's cat behavior. I'm sorry.
Now you're getting into kink shaming. I don't appreciate.
So yeah, because next you'd say, "Have you licked your own butthole?" And we've all done that. True. So that's
why do you
not
think I'm
exclusively
doing yoga
a
now?
Cat activity. That's far
you gotta
from
have
a
goals,
cat activity.
Dude. You gotta
that's
have
maybe
goals,
the
short
that,
and long term. You know,
that's maybe the uh-huh. thing that unites all creatures on this. on this green planet. Maybe.
I'm glad you weren't going to say this seven continent planet because, again, I do not believe in Antarctica.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's
I don't
right.
think that
it is
even the people who think flat Earth think that there's Antarctica. It's not a. They don't dispute that it's Antarctica, do they? They just say it's a wall, right? The flat earthers?
Yeah.
Do they think it's, yeah. they think there's like a wall there, right? And they think that for
I
some reason,
yeah.
and they think for some reason people can't climb walls and then walk to the end of that, right?
Fuck, I forget the guy, but like it was that like theory was popularized by like some like it ties right into like the journey of to the center of the earth kind of thinking, like the
I just feel like
there's something they're very connected.
I feel like if you sail to either pole by ocean, you're going to run into ice eventually, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
So it's sensical for a moron to think that that's like some sort of defense mechanism for the edge of the saucer that we live on.
I guess I've never been there myself.
That's right. That's right.
That's kind of where it starts.
That's exactly where it starts.
It is true. Like, I've never done it myself.
But you know what? I'm guilty of that in like different versions, you know? Until something happens to you, you're just like, oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I've never been to the moon, but I'm pretty sure it exists. Like,
it's true. Yeah.
You've seen it, though. That's the difference. You've seen the moon. You know it's real.
Well, I've also seen a poster hanging on a wall of the moon, and honestly, they're not that different looking.
Hmm. What's the wall of the moon look like?
Never like mind. Pink Floyd?
yeah.
Right. That's actually probably the most poignant answer anyone could have given. What's the wall of the moon look like? You son of a bitch, you nailed it.
It's, hey, man, they're not all home runs, but when they are, they leave the park.
Yeah, it was.
That
was a ground rule. That was a ground rule double. We're going
to... All right, sorry. All right. I guess.
I'll take those all day.
I'm so mad that the Olympics got pushed back. Cause
it is
I
too
was,
bad.
I was all ready to go. I wanted to tweet this so bad on like day one of the Olympics. The last day of the Olympics. And just, I wanted to tweet, somehow I still remain undefeated at every Olympic event.
Solid.
But now I'm gonna have to try and remember that.
You've never even done a 100-yard dash? Or 100
I've
meters?
Never been beaten, and I've never been bested in any
in
amount
Olympics,
of yard dash.
In the Olympics, yeah.
Olympics I've never dashed.
I'm not a dasher, dog.
I've been out Mrs. Dashed, and that's it.
Prancer? Are you a prancer?
Blitzen. I don't remember all their names.
I'm a fucking Blitzen, dude.
What?
I can't believe that's not the new...
Comet, Cupid, no, wait.
I'm sure...
We need this information.
That has to have been done in like 4,000 like Christmas Pittsburgh radio shows.
Donner and
all
Dasher
need,
and Yinzer
sir.
And Dixon.
Jeffrey Dahmer and Nixon.
Oh, one of them's probably Cower, too.
What?
Cower
they changed Cupid to Cower.
Yeah. Oh, my yeah. God. All right, guys.
I don't know. What have you been doing, Andrew?
Yeah, no, he's been yogi.
Been killing the time?
He's turning
yoga,
yeah.
Working out, cry. I cried the other day really hard. That sucked.
Yeah,
that's not that bad.
I had to. Oh, I've made plans with three different people and gotten blown off three different times in the apocalypse. Is that people have like flaked on me and it's like, I know you're not doing anything else.
Well, that's the thing though. Yeah. They probably shouldn't be doing anything with you either, right? I mean, there's a reason we're all on the phone right now, right?
This is the paradox of our time.
Here's the thing. I've been almost entirely quarantined for like 2.5-3 weeks now. And the thing is, I'm not worried about getting sick. What I'm worried about is anytime I go into public, I could technically be carrying it or catch it.
Right.
And then be carrying it and be spreading it. I'm not staying inside to protect myself. I'm staying inside so I don't accidentally kill somebody's grandma.
Right.
So,
I'm the same way.
Like, if I want to go hang out with somebody else that's doing the same thing, like, there's not much damage that's going to come if one of us gives it to the other one, because we're not, like, it's not like I go and hang out with them church or something.
Everyone you interact with is well insulated from at-risk populations. I mean, it's not that bad of a decision. It really isn't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah. And I am. I don't have any family in this state even, so I'm not going to visit anybody. You know what I mean?
I'm living with my parents, and my mom yesterday said, she like said to me, like, if I get the corona, I'm blaming you.
That's funny.
Does she not know been watching movies this entire time?
Well, no, I like go take a walk occasionally. Sometimes I take a walk outside.
How dare you?
You gotta like.
She doesn't do anything, right? She stays home.
She pretty much stays home. Yeah.
So what about your pa?
Walks to the coffee shop too. He films. He's like a phys ed teacher, so he like films videos.
Wait, your dad is a gym teacher, Jared?
Yeah.
Does he do yoga videos, dude? Where can I follow him?
Does he only tell you he loves you if you do push-ups in front of him? Like what?
Now my dad was okay. My grandpa was more of like a grandpa. I'm Jewish. I had a Jewish grandpa and grandmother.
That's usually how that works. Yeah.
Yeah. They
usually got four of them.
I don't know much about Judaism, but I believe it is passed down.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
Yeah, it's like trickle down economics.
But like they, like my grandpa was like a fucking ass. he's a right cunt.
A right cunt.
Came to that stuff.
He had hemorrhoids in his cunt? What?
No.
A roid cunt.
Steroids.
He's got that roid cunt.
Oh, he got like that roid cunt.
I was like a fat kid. I don't know if either you like fat kids.
Do I ever
I'm
eat fat kids?
Than I ever
Is that
was
what you
as
said?
A kid?
Yeah, what?
interpreted as you please.
Do I ever eat like fat kids?
Were you a fat kid?
I've never gotten way out of control. I've gotten to what I deem as too much and then corrected course. Hopefully I need to do that again, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I was 220.
Yeah.
At my, like,
damn, dude.
Peak. Yeah. And then I'd hang out with my grandparents and they're fucking old people are ruthless and old Jews are like triple double ruthless. So they go like, do 20 push-ups. And I was like, I don't want to. I could. And they're like, yeah, you can't do them. Just do 6 push-ups. And then it makes you work out.
Yeah, it does, man. There's something to do with shame. Shame's a real thing that motivates people. Yes, it also motivates them to kill themselves, but it does motivate
people
to do other things too. So,
like there's something about like old people yelling at you. I don't know. It works. It's good.
Well,
it's good motivation.
Anytime you trust that someone's just being honest with you, it works.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And it's like, they've lived a fucking... My grandma's turned 100 this year.
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Yeah, which is insane.
She was like born in 1970 or something.
Yeah. Easy.
It's a bitch these days.
You know what's funny about old people? Like, I hung out with her a couple days ago, and I was like, you want to like ask her about stuff?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, like fucking like, so I was like, what was the Great Depression like? Like, what was the Spanish
Yeah, exactly,
food?
Dude.
Like,
that's crazy stuff.
Like, she's like, I don't remember.
What? For real? Did you ask her and she's like,
Yeah. She goes like, I don't know.
I mean, it was depressing and all, but like...
Well, that's true, though. 1930, if she's 100, that would only have been... She'd have been 10 years old. She'd have been...
It's a whole different type of people, kind of.
She'd have been kind of ignorant to what was going on, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, things got, like, objectively a lot worse for them than they have, like, than anything we've ever seen. But also, their starting point quality of life wasn't good at all, like...
Right.
Like, barely. Like, they didn't have a lot of, like, stuff to keep them busy, so, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
<It's> like, I don't know. They didn't, I think every time period you drop yourself into, you're going to stay busy with what's around if you're a busy person. You know what I mean? You're going to be
building. Yeah, a fireplace was their Tiger King.
Yeah, they could also go out. They could go out in the garage and wrench on a car, or they could freaking get into ham radio.
I've hit a car with a wrench.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, throw a wrench at a fucking ham. Chicken or whatever.
Yes. See, these are hobbies worth pursuing.
Yeah,
honestly, when this is all over, do you guys want to... After this is all over, do you guys want to get some wrenches and some chickens and just go to town?
Sure, try to fix them all up.
I recorded an episode of my podcast with Kaylee yesterday. She came over.
Nice.
And we hugged goodbye.
Uh-oh.
And it's the first time I've touched another human in 20 days. And I almost came.
Oh, too much information.
Not like it was a platonic near orgasm.
Yeah, you guys both almost came. It's fine.
Full yeah. body.
It was platonic.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get it, dude. I am very grateful a platonic that I orgasm. Have people with me. You know, yeah. Or a yeah, person. Yeah. Anyway, a person with me. So that's pretty good. And Jared, you know, you got your parents, so you got that.
You touch it?
Yeah. It's not too bad. Like, I my parents are fine people. You know,
my parents are fine people, and I'll go on the record.
What have we been doing? Just eating dinner, hugging. Listen to Beethoven. We've been listening to a different like Beethoven symphony like every night. I recommend that. That's some fun shit.
What is your platform? Are they listening to it on the internet?
He's got these weird like. My dad's got these weird like German records.
Nice. I knew it was going to be something like that. That's what I wanted to go hunting
for. It's got the first like six like symphonies and. Like they're fucking weird. It's German as hell. It's like they like one of the movements, like the first movement of the second symphony, is on one disc, and then on the back side of the disc, it's like the third movement of like the fifth symphony.
Yeah, so they're all fucked up and out of order. It's like an 8-track tape when you can do it different every time. Yeah,
you want to hear our music? You will work for it.
There is a system, but you must first learn
guessing,
it.
Man. Yeah. It goes in order, our order. Understand?
I like that your dad's Jewish, but he still chooses to buy old school German records. That's good. At least he's a forgiving man. We can tell you that.
Yeah, man. Fucking yeah, Germany's. I mean, yeah, they had those
fine nations.
Tough couple of years. They had a tough couple. They had a tough 20s, you know?
Yeah, man. I mean, it was just one person's lifetime that was real bad for him for some reason. Was it like 20s to 50s, something like that?
Yeah, it was like post, you know, it was their post-college period. Mm-hmm. And like, I just smoked a ton of weed. They smoked meth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and humans.
It's like, yeah.
That good old Nazi meth.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much.
They don't make Nazi meth like they used to, you know?
I wonder what the Nazis were making meth with. I come from Iowa, which you may or may not know, and every state claims to have the title in meth. But regardless, because Iowa had a lot of meth, there's like eras that they talk about. Like there's an era where they used racing fuel to make meth, and then the government started to regulate that. So then there's an era where they started using... ether to make meth, and then the government regulated that, and then there's an era where they started using, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like it's weird. So I wonder what the Germans were smoking. What was the German meth? You know what I mean?
I guess it was probably like Maybe an oil like that.
Rocket fuel meth?
What's racing meth? Like, how would you make that? Just like,
I guess
we maybe shouldn't give away meth's recipes.
Yeah, I actually do know, but I don't want to, like, for the listeners, okay. I don't want to risk it, you know? I don't want it to get out.
We're not going to tell you, but.
Next thing I need is somebody else making my
one
meth.
One Google away.
Yeah, bam. Right?
Use Google for that one.
You know how in Breaking Bad the meth that was real, it was like blue, that was its signature or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Mine is brown. I make that brown meth. Mm. That brown meth will fuck you up though, dude.
It's true. Yeah. It's like the black tar heroin of meth.
It's the brown sugar of
That's
meth.
One of the ingredients, actually, is black tar heroin.
That's the secret sauce, baby. Yeah.
Shit, I just gave it away. God damn it.
God damn it. Now they know.
I said I wasn't gonna, and then I did it. God damn it. Oh, fuck.
Have you been cooking?
I've been cooking.
Yeah, I cook all the time.
Everybody's cooking now. That's like a thing.
Yeah, but I cooked most meals before any of this went down. I've been cooking for myself since I was like fucking 14.
Your food looks good, Andrew.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like the best cook, but I'm like, I'm good enough, you know?
Exactly.
I can do most stuff.
Yep. I'm getting better,
I can't do anything fancy, but I can, like, I made Alfredo sauce from scratch the other night with goat cheese. It was so fucking good, dude.
What else would surprise me that's an Alfredo sauce? Anything?
It's just like, basically you put down butter and flour to get like a paste, and then you add milk and cheese to it. It's really nothing. Hmm. But like, I put some garlic in, some salt and pepper, I have this seasoning that's it's from the brand A1, and it's like a bold set of spices that is like, it's really good on like steaks or chicken or like any meat.
Like,
but I just put it, it's got like a really particular taste. Like, you know how they make the just like Montreal chicken seasoning or whatever?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I believe you.
It's like that. It's just like a bunch of different spices that are blended, and it's good on fucking everything. Yeah. And I put some of that in there.
Lowry's
Montreal
is like that.
Blend. What's in Montreal blend?
I have no idea what's in it. Because it just says Montreal steak seasoning on the package.
Huh.
But like, if you look in it, it's got like the little. It looks like a bunch of different stuff all mixed together.
Yeah, it's a classic of some kind.
Smorgasbord.
What's the thing that's like jambalaya, but it's the other stuff? Gumbo.
Play-Doh.
Gumbo is the other stuff.
It's gumbo.
I think it might be jambalaya that has what they call roux. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
sounds familiar, but no.
I've heard the name.
It's one of those two. Either way, I was down in Texas, and my cousin-in-law made jambalaya, and I'm talking like 60 pounds of jambalaya. You know what I mean?
That's a lot.
At once.
That's a lot.
And you have to make what they call roux. And you pour a bunch of oil into a huge burner. Well, for him, it was huge anyway. And then you get the oil hot.
Right?
And then you stir it with flour. But you can't heat the oil past a certain point. It's like super. It's a nice balance. You know what I mean? And,
it
takes
a long time. You want it to get like golden brown, but not like brown.
Yeah, you want it to become a light, like Skippy peanut butter color.
Okay, yeah.
And if you
get it too hot, it'll just
burn. And if you rush the process, you end up getting a little bit of that color or that color by burning product. But what you really want to do is some sort of hydrogenation of the fucking flour particles. So essentially what you end up with is an oil that is now soluble in water. You know how? Because oil normally, obviously,
separates, float on the top.
But since it's bonded to the flour, the flour sticks to and makes it soluble in fucking water. It's amazing. That's the secret. Is the roux. The roux is the
so
base.
So then you pour the ingredients over that.
Well, then you add, once that is up to temperature, you add all the water and it becomes an even solution. You know what I mean? And then once you have all this hot water, you start adding meats and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not sure what order he does it in. He might add meat to the oil even. But, I mean, he had fucking five different kind of meats in this stuff. You know what I mean? And then a shitload of rice.
Keep going. Tell me about the meats.
It was hot. When I ate it, I was like, oh my fucking Lord. It was unreal. Hot pockets.
Pizza roll. Pizza roll. Pick that meat out inside, throw it in there.
Combination pizza Gushers. Rolls. Yeah.
Gushers. Yeah. Gushers. Pop-Tarts.
Fat Italian Gushers. Pizza
Gushers
rolls.
And Pop-Tarts.
Don't worry. There was some vegetables, too. There was candy meats. Corn. There was candy corn. There was
That's for you.
There was watermelon Jolly Ranchers. That's fruit, so that counts. Yeah,
they had sugar broccoli.
That's my signature ingredient. Call it the secret ingredient.
Black tar heroin.
heroin.
There's meth in the jambalaya.
No wonder it was so damn good.
I've had better. I've had better. That's like the food.
That might have been one of the best things I've ever fucking eaten. It took him.
Yeah.
Four Sounds and a half like to it. 6 hours to make it. It was wonderful. It was fucking great.
It seems like the time you put into the thing, time helps with cooking. Just like attentiveness and time. Stirring shit.
Some things. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, time takes time. That's why everyone doesn't want to do it. You know what I mean?
That's true. Time
Luckily,
takes time.
At this moment, we technically all have the time for that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billions of people are still not going to listen to this.
Can you believe it? All those people with time.
What else? We should be getting a billion listeners easy.
Yeah.
Who the fuck else is there to do?
You know what? I think if I tweet it and then you retweet me and then Andrew retweets you and then
I retweet my retweet and the retweet.
It'll start a vortex, and then we'll have...
And everything on Twitter will get sucked in.
That's right.
Yeah.
Including Caroline Calloway's boobs.
Boom.
Yeah.
One can hope and dream.
Yep. Oh. What do you think, boys? We got
a button
got
on
enough
it?
Here?
I agree.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get rid of Helper for a while, but, you know, the guy just doesn't take a fucking hit.
Oh, you know... I
yeah, you shouldn't have put meth in his jambalaya.
I did have an opinion about a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, let's just open up that real quick.
Speed round. Let's go.
Well, I've been thinking about this. So, like, it's a corona conspiracy that was made in like a Chinese lab. I think Kubo was talking about that.
Sure,
a lot of people were.
That Wuhan.
I think people still probably believe that it was like made in a lab.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know?
They can believe it.
I guess so, but it doesn't seem true. It
doesn't seem valuable to know. Like,
I guess so, but I think still people believe it. I think it would lead to a distrust in...
China? Yeah, there's no way we got that already.
Not China, institutions. Like, there's still
a distrust in institutions. That can't be healthy.
That's the idea.
But here's the thing.
My whole thing is...
Okay, go ahead. I was just going to say that, like, it's logical and it makes sense for people to have a just inherent distrust of the news and of government. Like, that makes sense. But at the same time, it's like, just because the government sometimes does mislead people and the media does say things just for clicks, that doesn't mean that nothing real ever happens.
Yeah. Well, thing is,
2%
of the people make 80% of the posts. So you just listen
to... That's probably true.
You just listen to those idiots and there's an idiot for every topic. So you start to group them in your head because that's what we do as the idiots. And you think the same idiots thinks it all, but they're just idiots. I don't know.
we should limit it to one news a day.
One news,
and then we should
give
that news to the government and let them run it.
Well, just like what everybody gets to watch one news a day.
Oh, I see.
Instead of constantly
I think it would be better
news.
To watch no news a day and you'd have to ask people that you ran into. What'd you hear?
Yeah, that's good too.
It would keep our world
small.
Oh yeah,
game of telephone.
It'd keep our world small because you'd be like, I don't give a fuck what's happening in Kentucky. What's the price of pork up at Giant Eagle?
Yeah. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is like a worldwide thing that you gotta pay attention to.
You don't have to.
You know?
What if instead of a flat Earth, I just believe that there is no Earth?
Mm. The stupidest thing about
that's the idea.
The stupidest thing about flat Earth is that it seems to believe that for some reason all planets must be flat, right? If Earth is flat, that's what's logical.
Yeah.
And for some reason, all of the disks face their flat side toward Earth. None of them are turned sideways so that we can see them as an ellipsis. They're all perfectly at a perpendicular angle to Earth's vantage point. That's silly.
Well, we're the center of the universe, baby.
Yeah. Brilliant.
I think it's like I think it's a weird thing where it's like you're trying to you get word of like other dimensions. Like there's a fourth dimension, time, I guess, and then there's the idea of like the fifth dimension, sixth. I think there's like 10 dimensions as per that one fucking YouTube video I watched 10 years ago. Have you seen that? Like it's called Exploring the 10 Dimensions.
No, I have not. But I'm so interested.
It's pretty good. So like I think that the idea is like how can you wrap your mind around that? So like
around 10 dimensions well pretty
just,
easily.
Yeah, might
just
as well
imagine
just think
10
everybody is
something.
Two-dimensional.
One at a time?
Yeah. That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we added. Oh, yeah.
I can't even remember what your topic was.
Coronavirus.
Corona being made in a factory.
Made in a lab.
Oh, right.
So my whole thing is, this is my whole thing. Like, Wuhan is Pittsburgh's sister city. Do you know that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's a sister city.
By marriage, right? Not by.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we definitely don't look related.
No, we don't look. I mean, yeah, you might sell me on Paris as a cousin, but
yeah,
Wuhan.
That's true.
The Paris of Appalachia,
that's
baby.
Right,
that's
baby.
What they
Keep
call
it
Pittsburgh.
All in check. So yeah, it's because like we both are like river towns. Like we both have like a kind of a tribe. Secting river
Wuhan
kind
of and Yuhan. Okay. Yeah, okay, yeah, there's a lot of cities on rivers. I don't know if you're familiar with Kansas City, St. Louis, Des Moines.
Well, no,
Denver.
No, just like the idea of like
Cleveland has a river like, and it caught on fire once.
Yeah. All right,
the idea
so
of
anyway
like a pointed thing. So what makes more sense? This my whole thing is this. What makes more sense? If UPMC created the coronavirus,
mm-hmm,
or if some drunk yinzer ate a weird river fish. Like, I think it makes so much more sense that this shit came from a bat than it did from some government facility.
I don't doubt that either. I mean,
yeah.
Honestly, I don't think it matters at all as far as my life goes. But yes, as far as exploring a thought, it seems interesting.
That's all
enough.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's my only idea.
Well, we all knew that.
Yeah, that was definitely worth adding extra 10
I had the one, baby.
I found one. I've had a lot of downtime. I've found a thought.
Jared, do you want to plug your upcoming shows?
Ian Insect is throwing up comedy.
He's throwing up comedy? Gross, dude.
Occasionally. Like, every week, the Brewers, I think, does have a... Maybe not this week. It's a
streaming
shit show.
Comedy is terrible. It's so bad to watch,
it's a shit
dude.
Show, but...
It's
is,
bad to watch with
it is
good
what it
comics.
Is.
It's not going to be good with anybody in Pittsburgh, dude. It's so bad.
It's good to get your mind writing again, though.
I guess. I watched a few... like comedians in LA do one. It's like people that I like a lot that I like pay money to support their Patreons to listen to their podcasts.
Right.
And it's just bad. It's not good. It doesn't work that way. Comedy doesn't work without it being a back and forth. Even though it's like a one-sided conversation, like comedian to audience, without the audience, it's just a person like yelling at their phone. It seems like
I think that
it just doesn't work, dude.
I think that
it bums me out.
I think that the two things are two different art forms that are similar.
Yeah.
The same way public speaking is part of comedy, but giving a speech at a insurance convention isn't the same thing as stand-up comedy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that you can. I mean, what's that guy at the end of 60 Minutes way back in the day? Andy Rooney, isn't that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. He would go on these comical rants that were Mark Twain-ish, and those things work when they're given as
cry laugh and shit.
Yeah. What do they call that? A monologue, I guess. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
More than and
whatever happened to toothbrushes.
You know what I mean? A stand-up show is just not a monologue. Yeah. So,
correct.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'll be live streaming myself on my no.
I do your best. You know, fucking. There's no way to do this. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, podcasts are honestly the only fun thing that is left, basically, at this point.
I love podcasts.
Squirrels.
I'm glad to be on here, Aaron. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming, guys. Thanks for fucking...
You can check me out on Best Enemies podcast, in case anybody that's listening to this somehow doesn't know about my podcast.
You said Kaylee Horton just did one with you?
And I just recorded one yesterday, and we talked about the different techniques for wiping your ass for about 10 minutes. It was a very long divergence into, dude, I don't even want to tell you how much toilet paper she goes through. She's out of her fucking mind. She's balling it up, and I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
How many ways can there be?
The right way.
I guess
and the
I'll
wrong
listen
way.
To the episode.
Yeah, I mean, you have to take. There are some people who just conservation never crosses their mind, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, that's
I guess I
you
don't
can
have
find
to
us at
Dick, though.
Best Enemies podcast, and I am at Andrew Hillary US on Twitter and Instagram. So follow me.
Booyah, Jima. I love the Instagram. The gram's living your best life, baby.
I have a lot of fun on Instagram.
Yeah. All right. You got any sock med, as we like to call it here on the pod, that you want to give out your handle for, J Rod?
Mystical Hoot. That's my Instagram.
I follow the Hoot.
I've been painting a lot. Two paintings. That's a lot.
That's a lot of paintings.
Your most recent one I saw was called The Frolicking Void. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good painting.
I thought that was a sweet-ass name. Yeah, I've been doing that more, and I'm trying to do it more. It's fun to do. Yeah.
All right.
Do something. It's good to do stuff.
I'm at _ Aaron Douglas everywhere. Thanks for coming, Reggies. Thanks for coming, you two guys.
All right. We did it. Another one in the hole. Another one coming soon, guys. What day is today? Tuesday? Just a couple more days. Should have one out Friday. Maybe earlier. You know what? If we get enough content, we'll just start. Why not, right? What else is there to do? Always good to check in with you guys. We did talk about a band. It's called Pup, I guess. Super easy. You know what I love about a band that's like Pup? Super easy to spell. I'm talking P-U-P, people, right? Now, I'd never heard of these guys. But Andrew says their newest album is a real blast. And then, ironically, he sends me a track from their album before. But regardless, this is... Sleep in the Heat. All right, there we go. This is a little more manageable. This is Sleep in the Heat. The band, Pup. This album, The Dream is Over, released 2016. So if you like what you're hearing, guys, check them out. Available on Spotify, and probably other platforms. There we go. We'll be right back. coming, Reggie's. And Regina's. Tell a friend.